This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Chultsey said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
They're playing basketball.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairland. It's good! Baked in, Kyle Peters. Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Brandewey. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul,
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo!
Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Pringer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns the long three ball. Good.
Better find her. Woo. On a break like that, you better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Holscher.
Three-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high, let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosik. Foul line, it goes to Holscher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open, three ball, buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor Made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch, yes. I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulstamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulstamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good! Mark Bixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
A big doubleheader for you tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com featuring Fort Laramie and New Miami in game one, Jackson Center opposing Cedarville in game two, a couple of boys, D4 district championships from here at Vandalia Butler. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, fans filing in. We are on the Fort Laramie side of the Student Activity Center Gymnasium. Redskins fans right behind us, they will be loud when Fort Laramie does something good on the floor. Could be quite noisy. New Miami group across the way in the green and white and a sea of red and black behind us. This New Miami team is on the upswing. It's a club which has never gone beyond the district game, Chuck. Never in the history of the school. Only seven times this far. It's the first 20-win season in New Miami basketball history. And it's a club which is on a streak, having won 9 of 10, 13 of the last 15. finished second in the Miami Valley Conference at New Miami. It's a team which Fort Laramie head coach Corey Britton is afraid of. A lot of firepower. They want to push it to 60, maybe 65. Fort Laramie wants to keep it upper 40s, low 50s. It's going to be a tug of war tonight.
Well, I looked at a few of the stats, and one of them kind of sticks out, and I'm not sure I believe it. Said they only turned the ball over 7 times a game, even though they averaged almost 70 points a game. I find that one hard to believe.
That's a kind scorekeeper.
That's what I'm thinking.
Or stat man.
But with them, you know, they're going to run up and down the floor. That's what they're going to want to do. Laramie's going to be physical, which is what they do. And we say this before every Laramie game, especially a big one, if the officials call it close, Laramie could have a problem. If they let them go ahead and play a little bit, it's going to be to Laramie's advantage.
Yeah, Redskins need to give to New Miami what Fort Laramie did the last two outings against Botkins. That's a dose of physicality, as
right.
You noted.
Absolutely. I mean, that is their strength, and it just depends. Caleb Meyer had an outstanding shooting game. Grant Albers was terrific in the sectional final or the district semifinal, I guess. And Damon Mesher. They've got a lot of firepower. They just run into some lulls in every game they've played so far. So they have some offensive lulls. They never have a defensive lull.
I spent a few minutes with head coach Corey Britton in his sixth year at Fort Laramie several minutes ago. And I said, Corey, anybody averaging double digits yet? And he said, nope, same old, same old. We've got about 5 between 7.5 and 9.5.
Yep.
Sounds like Carla Siegel's girls team with 5 between 9 and 11.
Yep. Yeah, he's not, I mean, and to compare them, Laramie's got a deep bench. They can play 8 guys without really losing anything. So, you know, that's where I think they may have the advantage tonight. New Miami, I've got to take a look at them. You don't know the competition. You see a good record. You see they score a lot of points. They have 3 1,000-point scorers, and they're all 3 of them are juniors. So, obviously, they can put the ball in the basket.
Yeah, and 2 are brothers, Trey Robinette and Jordan Robinette. Trey at 14 points a game, Jordan at 16. Deonza Duncan, a 5'9 junior guard, is averaging 22.5 points
wow.
per game. Will be very interesting to see how head coach Corey Britton manages this young man, Duncan, who makes between 2.5 and 3 threes a game. He gets to the free throw line 5 or 6 times a game. He's a key cog for New Miami. Fort Laramie's got to slow him down.
Well, he's 5'9", you know. I mean, and that, not that that means too much, except that with the size that Laramie can put on him, with probably matching his quickness, I think that bodes well for the Redskins tonight defensively, but they're going to have to find him early.
Right.
He's the type of kid, this is a tough shooting background, especially for threes. If he gets rolling early, you're probably in deep trouble.
New Miami's got the smallest man on the floor. In fact, Chuck, we remarked several minutes ago, wow, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 young men at 5'9", 2 at 5'10". But New Miami will have the tallest young man on the floor tonight in 6'4", Elijah Faulkner, 7 points, 9 rebounds a game. He's a rebounding machine, according to his head coach, who is in his third year, Jared Lee. So up to Grant Albers to get a body on Faulkner down inside.
Well, and Albers is the type that can do that. The only thing that Grant has a tendency to do is pick up a few fouls early in the game. He cannot afford to do that tonight because they need him out there. Evan Holscher has done a pretty good job coming off the bench, especially late in the season.
Mm-hmm.
But they need Albers out there as much as they can have him out there.
Nick Brandewee, 6.5 a game for Fort Laramie. Caleb Meyer, 8.5. Grant Albers is at 9. Nate Meyer at 7. Damon Mesher, since he's played regularly over the last month plus, he's just under 10 at 9.5. And Nolan Burning at 5.5. So it's a team with outstanding balance. It's going to be interesting how these two teams align defensively guarding each other. I don't expect either club to zone. No, I think New Miami, with its quickness, will man
right.
Fort Laramie. And I think the Redskins, with their physicality,
will go shoulder to shoulder with New Miami and try to keep him out of the lane.
I don't think that there's any way that Loramie can play zone against a team that shoots it this well.
Right.
So what you want to do is you want to be physical, like you said. And, boy, anybody who goes across your lane, you need to make sure you put a body on him. I mean, nothing going to get you fouled, but you got to make sure that it's not a free run across the lane tonight. Let them realize that every time they get in there, they're going to get pounded.
These two clubs on some streaks. New Miami's first team in school's history to win 20. How about that? 20-5 on the year. Second place finish in the Miami Valley Conference to Cincinnati Country Day. One of the two or three biggest wins of the year. Last week, a fourth quarter bust out to beat Ripley Union Lewis for the sectional championship down at Cincinnati Taylor. Other huge triumphs over the course of the year at Summit Country Day. A home win over North College Hill. As I mentioned, the team has won 9 of the last 10. Head coach Jared Lee in his third year, 7th ever district final for New Miami, which has never, never made it to the regional.
Well, I mean, your past doesn't really predict your future. So, you know, if they play a good game tonight and they do what they do well, they have as good a chance to advance as Fort Loramie does.
Fort Loramie boys, 5 straight sectional triumphs, shooting for district win number 4 in a row here tonight against the New Miami Vikings. I recognize, Chuck, the names of most everybody on the New Miami roster. Small school, Division 4 in basketball, like Fort Loramie, D7 on the gridiron, and all these young men play football for New Miami. I recognize those 3/4 of the names. So it's a hard-nosed group,
right?
And they won't back down. This is going to be a highly physical contest. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors making possible this webcast tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. In fact, both of them, we've got Jackson Center and Cedarville to follow. Tip at 7, webcast time at about 6:50 or so. There is a third game tonight, Cincinnati Christian and Emmanuel Christian. That tips at 9 on paper. Keep in mind, a lot of stake here tonight. The winner advances to play Wellington School out of Columbus in a UD regional semifinal at 6:15 on Tuesday. The winners of the last two games tonight collide in the second game at 8 on Tuesday at the UD Arena. So that's the picture looking forward. As I was alluding, great sponsors continue to make our webcasts of high school basketball possible here on scoresbroadcast.com. Local Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, could not have gotten started in 2006 and 7 without the assistance of Local Equipment. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In Fort Loramie, the sponsors with us for each and every Fort Loramie game only. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. We've got the starters and the tip in a moment. It's Fort Loramie against New Miami on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
The Fort Laramie Redskins coming into this game with a mark of 17-7 on the year, 7-5 in the Shelby County League. Head coach Corey Britton's team has won 5 of the last 6, 7 of the last 9. As previously noted, New Miami 20-5 on the year. New Miami, the home team tonight. Fort Laramie and Jackson Center, the two visiting clubs for these games. New Miami, the home white, green numbers, green stripes down the sides of the shorts. Redskins in that traditional road, red and black look. Got a trio of fine officials set to work this game. I recognize them all, Chuck.
Well, I know Kyle Bachman because he played basketball for me as an eighth grader and then again in high school when I had moved up. So he was a great basketball player, and he's an adequate official. I'm just kidding. He's a really good official.
Yep, he does a fine job. And I think the group will probably let them play. That's kind of been the officiating style here in the tournament through the sectional. And I would expect it to continue into the district and regional as well.
Nobody wants to see a bunch of touch fouls. Let them play. All the ones that affect the basketball game.
Right.
Let's meet the starters in tonight's game.
Redskins, as I noted, have won sectionals in 2016, 17, 18, 19, and 20, beating Rushu twice, Exonia twice, last week Botkins. Fort Laramie seeking its fourth straight district title. Starting lineup being introduced, Nick Brandewee, 6'2 senior at guard, Caleb Meyer at a wing, Caleb a 6'2 inch junior, Grant Albers in the middle, a 6'2 junior, Nate Meyer at a guard with Nolan Burning, and Nate a 6 foot junior, Nolan a 5'11 junior. Only one 12th grader in that starting five.
They're going to be really strong again next year for sure.
Here we go for the new Miami Vikings starting five, 6'2 senior Danny Spivey, 4 points a game. Deonza Duncan, 22 a game, a 5'9 junior. Very good 3-point shooter. Trey Robinette, 5'9 junior, 14 a game. Jordan Robinette, 5'10 junior, 16 a game, 6 assists. And big Elijah Faulkner in the middle, 6'4 senior. He is averaging 7.9 rebounds per outing. Faulkner, by the way, is a 46% field goal shooter on the year. That rates the highest among starters for this new Miami team, which as a club, repeating what we said earlier, shoots threes at about 33%.
Oh, that's not bad.
No. And this Faulkner, on paper, 6'4". Chuck, he looks like he's 6'5 or 6'6".
Well, he's a lean, lanky young man, and I'll tell you what, he looks like an athlete.
Opening tip to start the game, popped up in the air, and coming down with it on the play is Deonza Duncan for New Miami. Duncan gives the ball 25 feet away to Jordan Robinette. Here's a quick trigger, a three. Duncan, no good, off the back brace. Rebound, Nolan Burning of Fort Laramie. Curious to see how these two teams shoot in terms of accuracy, Chuck, here at Vandalia Butler from behind the arc.
Yeah, this is a tough background.
Top of the circle, Brandewee for Fort Laramie. Works on Faulkner in the lane. Hands to Albers, right corner, Caleb Meyer. Into Albers in the post, doesn't shoot. On the arc to Brandewee. Goes below the foul line. Behind him to Nate Meyer for a three, and he's got it. Fort Laramie worked about 35, 40 seconds, got the triple they wanted, and zeroed in.
Well, Nate Meyer did not score much in that Troy Christian game the other night, but that was a nice start for him.
Yep, sure was. Quickly up the floor comes New Miami. Ball thrown in the lane to Trey Robinette. Little one-hander, soft shot. It is bouncing, no good. Rebound slammed out near midcourt. New Miami tracks it down. Here's Jordan Robinette. Hand off to Danny Spivey.
Spivey with a shot fake 35 feet away. He was just playing a little bit there with Nate Meyer. Gives it up on the arc. Jordan Robinette. Trey Robinette play pitch and catch. Now New Miami tries to spread the floor. Oh, here's a three ball jacked up from way downtown. It is short by Jordan Robinette. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Quickly up ahead, Nate Meyer. Nate into the post to Albers. Spin move across the lane. His shot is wide. That's because he was bumped on the elbow by Danny Spivey. Couple free throws for Grant. Foul shots important to Fort Loramie's cause. Free throw shooting has spun downhill over the last month and a half. It's about 61-62%. Shot here by Albers is on the money. 4-0 Fort Loramie, 6:16 left in the first. Deep breath for Grant. He's streaky at the stripe. That one's in and out. It bounces all around, jiggles a little bit, goes down through.
That's a soft rim, and I promise you they're not soft rims. So that was just a good bounce.
Yeah. Favorable trickle on the iron for Albers. 5-0 Fort Loramie. Top of the circle with the ball. It's DeAnza Duncan. Duncan lets it fly. Whoa, 27-footer. Missed it. Grim backboard. No good. So far, New Miami's settling.
Yeah, not only are they shooting threes, they're shooting really deep threes.
Oh, yeah, NBA plus some. Here's Brandewey, 30 feet out. Shot fake. Straight away, Nate Meyer. Whips it inside to Albers. Little turnaround, 7-footer. Good! Over the top of Spivey. Great beginning, Fort Loramie. Up 7-0. Timeout Vikings on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
So many thanks to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. We take pride at Tom and Jerry's in offering prompt and professional assistance. Eliminate those cold spots. Simply make an appointment online right now through the company website, tomjerrys.com, or call Mike Holdhouse, 937-295-3243. Place your confidence in Tom and Jerry's in Fort Loramie, fully licensed and insured. Tom and Jerry's, Dawson Road, Fort Loramie. Visit tomjerrys.com. Well, after the timeout, New Miami misses a shot, gets a rebound. Danny Spivey is bumped as he releases. He goes 1 of 2 at the stripe. Fort Loramie leads by 6-7-1. Rebound taken down by the visitors in black, Fort Loramie. Black shirts, red numbers outlined in white. Here's Caleb Meyer, far right wing, outside the arc on the left of Burning. Switching man-to-man by New Miami. Coming out to catch Albert straight away. Goes to Caleb Meyer, 25 feet out. Now Nate to Nick. Top of the circle, Albers goes to work on Spivey down the lane. Ball knocked away by Spivey, who tagged him on the wrist to believe. That's the call. New Miami bench doesn't like it, and it's determined to be in the act of shooting.
Well, it definitely was in the act of shooting. I couldn't tell if he got ball or arm, but the referee was looking right at it.
And that's a couple already on Danny Spivey. 6'2 inside player. Got good hops for New Miami. Free throw by Albers. Short, off to the left, no good. 7-1 Fort Loramie. A breather for Spivey. Jaron Phillips, 6'1 senior, now on the floor. New Miami gives away an inch and a little agility. Here's Damon Mesher on the floor for Brandewey now for Fort Loramie. Albers, 2 of 3 at the stripe. Make it 3 of 4. A lot of rim on that one. Soft touch. It goes through. 8-1 Fort Loramie. Albers had 15 points early in the year and a win at home over Anna. Off to a good start here tonight is Grant. Here's a drive. DeAnza Duncan, little space in the lane. A crevice was there. He made it happen. Got the ball off the backboard.
Somebody crashed into him from behind. Blocking foul for Loramie. A couple of free ones here for New Miami's Duncan. Pretty shifty young lad. And he's going to be a handful, Chuck. Free throw good.
Well, that's what I like to refer to as a bailout. Albers took it straight on. He took the ball, flipped it up over his head. I'm not sure how they had the foul on Albers.
Both foul shots dead center for Duncan, 74% foul shooter on the year, and it's 8-3 Fort Loramie as Grant Albers picks up his first, and that was marginal to say the least. Here is Caleb Meyer outside the arc, high right to Mesher. Mesher hands back to Albers. Albers peers inside. Here's Mesher. He wants to drive. Goes to the right elbow and now proceeds to the baseline. Did he walk or extend an arm?
They said he shuffled his feet.
Wow.
Watch him up, Kyle.
Sure did not see that travel call.
There was contact that forced the travel call.
Chuck, I didn't see it.
Yeah, he bumped him.
Wow. I would say that's a play on. Here's New Miami with the ball. Trey Robinette, foul line. Baseline left, Faulkner. Open look, 12-footer, bingo! Right on the money, Faulkner, 8-5. Three-point game, Mesher, right corner for Fort Loramie. On top to Burning. Burning pivots, gives up his dribble. Now Caleb Meyer, 25 feet out. Mesher swings through the head of the key. Far side of the floor, Jordan Robinette is on Caleb Meyer, who goes into the lane. Fadeaway shot, yes! Caleb Meyer.
I think he elevated well and shot that. He kind of got a break and not getting picked because he dribbled between two people to get into the lane.
He's unstoppable when he gets that close. Here's New Miami countering. Entering the lane goes Trey Robinette. Dishes right baseline to Faulkner. He overshoots from 15. Rebound Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor to Albers. On the arc it goes to Meyer. Almost taken away by New Miami. Redskins control. 3 minutes left, first quarter. 10-5, Fort Loramie. Here's Mesher. Here's Burning. Outside the arc on the right, it's Albers, now Burning. Coming out to catch Meyer. Burning goes ahead of the key. Oh, backdoor cut to Meyer. Deflected by Meyer, out of bounds to New Miami.
That was a good pass. I don't think Caleb was ready for it.
Nope. Slid off his fingertips. Good look by Fort Loramie. 2:50 left, first quarter, 10-5, Redskins lead. Ball brought to midcourt very slowly by Jordan Robinette. Picked up by Nate Meyer. Bounce pass right corner to Duncan. Duncan gives it up, gets it back. Dribbles between the legs. Hands off on the play to the three-point shooter. It's Trey Robinette. Now DeAnza Duncan. Duncan, over 22 points a game. Running one-hander down the right side of the lane. Made it on the go. Foul on the floor, though. Wipe out the field goal. Little bit of a shove by Fort Loramie. 2:22 left in the first. 10-5 Redskins.
You can see he's a handful because if you take a step back, he's going to shoot the three. And if you're up on him, he's really quick with that first step.
Yeah, and he's got an unorthodox driving shot. It'll be tough to slow down. Here's the ball inbounded to Faulkner. He catches baseline right. He's 4 feet from the rim. Goes behind the backboard. His shot grazes glass. And Fort Loramie gobbles it up. A little over 2 minutes to go. First quarter, 10-5 Redskins. Empty possessions. One for each team. Here's Meyer. Foul line, Fort Loramie. Nick Brandewey back in on the arc to Damon Mesher. Big Evan Holscher, 6'3", senior, out there now for Fort Loramie, giving Albers a spell. Right wing Mesher behind the arc, doesn't shoot. Gives it up to Brandewey straight away. Faulkner out on him at the top of the key right now with a minute 43 to go in the first quarter. And Fort Loramie head to 5, 10-5. Mesher fakes left, goes right. Squeezes into the lane against Trey Robinette. Overshoots a 10-footer. Rebound jerked down by Faulkner of New Miami. Now to Duncan. Duncan explodes. Left corner. Three-point shooter. Jordan Robinette short. Hit the ring. Went right to Brandewey. Tussle for the ball for a moment. Minute 17 to go. First period. Four empty possessions now in a row. Two by each club. Brandewey head fake. Starts to the lane. Spins back out. Hands to Mesher. Now Brandewey. Brandewey foul line on Faulkner. A little bunny hop. Got away with it. Hit a cutter down the lane. Mesher. He bobbled. Couldn't hang on. Good defense. New Miami. Out of bounds to the Vikings.
That pass just got him in trouble. There was nothing he's going to be able to do with that if he caught it.
Right. New Miami stepped up its defense. Three empty possessions in a row now for Fort Loramie. 56 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 10-5 Fort Loramie. Midcourt is Deonta Duncan for New Miami. Bounce pass into the post to a teammate who tries an awkward one-hander. It hit the rim three times. Whistle blew. It didn't go in. Foul called. It was Trey Robinette. Very unorthodox on the block, low on the right side. Somehow got off a little looper. A player for Fort Loramie pushed him. Ball did not go in, but he's got a couple free ones. And the foul shot rattles around, and it stays home. 10-6. Fort Loramie up four now. Second free throw coming. Trey Robinette, 75% foul shooter on the year. And he's got it. This new Miami team starts 2 5-9s and a 5-10. They pack a lot of punch. And they're within three now at 10-7. Little 7-3 spurt by New Miami, which trailed after the first 2.5 minutes, 7-0. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Albers on the floor now for Fort Loramie. He gives it up to Brandewee. Looks at head coach Corey Britton. Brandewee walks it, timeline. Redskins will play for one. Interesting matchup, Chuck. The tall, lanky Faulkner at 6'4", guarding Brandewee in this game. Mesher back door, no pass available though. Ball caught outside the arc on the right to Brandewee. Stumbles. Down to five. Down to four. No look pass. Mesher. Baseline right. Seven-footer. Won't go. Rebound Albers. Fall-away shot. Right at the buzzer. It's short. And the quarter closes. Good spurt. New Miami to end the first. Fort Loramie didn't score. Last 3 minutes of the stanza. 10-7 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderley and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Oh, you've got to check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing, super deals. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at geyersinc.com, GAIERS Inc.com. Devin Ratterman, a junior, 5 feet, 10 inches tall, on the floor now for Fort Loramie. Redskins working around, leading by three, 10-7. Half minute to lapse, period number two. Good defense by New Miami. Redskins not penetrating the arc at the moment. Here's Meyer on top, scattered floor. Attempted steal, not made by New Miami. Open player low on the left, Nate Meyer banked it in from 5 feet.
Good ball movement that time.
That is selfless basketball at its best. Very unselfish for the Redskins to get two. Real close to the rim as well. 12-7, Fort Loramie in the lead by five. Open player, baseline right for New Miami. After the penetration by Duncan, he gave it up to teammate Phillips. He missed from 15, the board to Fort Loramie. Don't think that is the young man New Miami wants shooting shots.
I think I'd let him have that all night long.
Right. Here is a long jump shot by Albers over Phillips. 19-footer, long deuce, in and out. Tough break. Rebound New Miami. Oh, you got to stop him. Herky jerky move all the way down the lane. Thrown up there by Jordan Robinette. No good. Defensive foul. Fort Loramie undercutting. And that's a couple on Grant. And Albers has been a tough customer in the paint area so far in this game. But as Chuck noted in the pregame, Grant with a tendency to pick up a couple in the first half. meaning he'll have to go to the bench, and he does. Damon Mesher back in.
Well, that time, he's picked up the two fouls, but the problem is the defense is allowing the guy to penetrate into the lane. Puts him in no man's land.
Jordan Robinette, 16 points a game, has just nailed two free throws, and it's 12-9, Fort Laramie up three. New Miami is an excellent foul-shooting club. Right at 70%. Boy, they make them. Here's Fort Laramie countering. Up three, 6:20 left. First half, long three, straight away. Caleb Meyer banged off the rim, hit the glass. Rebound down to New Miami. They explode down the floor. It's 25 feet away, Trey Robinette. Robinette gives it up to Jordan. Now back to Trey. Duncan, middle of the floor, picked up by Damon Mesher. Fake left. Trey Robinette goes right into the corner. Stabbed out of bounds by Meyer. But Chuck, this game's not going to reach 60, may not reach 40 at this pace.
Well, this is at Laramie's pace, but they have hit a real lull. They had three good shots to start the game, and now they've gone into one of those little bad swoons.
Yep, 2 points for Fort Laramie in the last 5 minutes, overlapping the first and second quarters. Still leading, though, by three, 12-9. New Miami a chance to pull within one or tie. Here's Trey Robinette against Nate Meyer, 25 feet out. But Trey wants to drive. There's a faked three-pointer by Duncan from 35 feet. Now he lets it go. It's very high, very short. Attempted save on the rebound, but New Miami, no chance.
And again, if he wants to shoot 35-foot jump shots, I think they're going to let him have it.
It is an eclectic boys basketball team. We used that phrase last night describing the Country Day girls. This New Miami team, very similar. An unusual cluster of skills, good athletes, tall ones, really short ones. They like to drive, shoot them from way, way outside.
Well, Zach Baker's in the game, and with his sumo wrestler top knot, he's got to be about 6'7".
6'1", actually, with no hair. Oh, here's a backdoor cut for Fort Laramie. Beautiful play. Finished by Caleb Meyer. Assist by whom, Chuck?
The assist was by Brandewee.
What a throw by Randaway. Outstanding passer is Nick. And quickly, New Miami out of control, up the floor, heaves it out of bounds. Redskins an opportunity to stretch the lead to 7 or 8, up 14-9 with 4:45 to go here in the second quarter.
That was only their first turnover of the game.
Randaway outstanding, finding open players. Three ball, Nate Meyer behind the screen. Got it. You give Nate Meyer time to set his feet. A little opening. A full second is all Nate needs. And he will take set shot after set shot and drill one after another. Oh, here's a jerky move down the lane. What a drive by Duncan up and in. Woo! Fine play.
He is quick on quick.
Well, it had been 17-9 Fort Laramie, 17-11 Redskins, 4 minutes to go, second quarter.
And tell you how quick he is. He went around Mesher, who is also quick.
Top of the circle, it is Nate Meyer, gives it up to Brandewee for Fort Laramie, looks at the clock, 3:55 to go, second quarter. Coming out to catch is Mesher, overplay, steal. Here's New Miami down the floor, Jordan Robinette to the rack, and he's pulled away from the rim, foul called. Brandewee saved the deuce with an aggressive foul, sending Jordan Robinette to the stripe.
22, Jordan Robinette.
Jordan and Nick shook hands. They know each other. Know each other from the gridiron, I'm sure. Two foul shots, New Miami. It's good. This New Miami team is automatic at the charity stripe.
Well, they are 8 of 9.
And free throws and drives to the basket are keeping them in this game.
Well, they've got two baskets.
17-12 Fort Laramie, 3:50 left, second quarter. Second foul shot, a little too much oomph on that one. Long rebound, pulled down by Nate Meyer of Fort Laramie. To Mesher, to Devin Ratterman. Devin Holscher on the floor for Albers. He screens. Nate Meyer's got it. Overplay near side. Picked off again by Duncan. Duncan down the floor against Caleb Meyer. Meyer nudged him from behind. No call.
Shot hits the bottom of the backboard right back to Fort Loramie.
Yeah, he's looking back at the official going, where was the foul? And he did get bumped.
Yep, sure did. Should have been called. Damon Mesher, foul line J, 15-footer around the rim and through. Big hoop by Mesher. Damon Mesher curled off a screen, rose up at the foul stripe, and dead center. 19-12 Fort Loramie. Open player, New Miami. Outstanding drive, Jordan Robinette, all the way to the rack for a deuce.
Yeah, that's not typical Loramie defense right there.
19-14, Fort Loramie in the lead by five. 2:50 left, first half. Here's Caleb Meyer, here's Nate Meyer. Devin Radiman, 25 feet out. Picked up on the play by Trey Robinette. Far left side, Damon Mesher, now Nate Meyer. Oh, backdoor cut, open player, driving, scoring for Fort Loramie is Caleb Meyer, taking advantage of New Miami's overplays. Here's Duncan spurting down the floor. Vikings throws up a shot in traffic right in front, high off the window, rebound Fort Loramie. That shot there, Chuck, was like a turnover.
Yeah, that was not a good shot.
Here's Damon Mesher, pulls up in the lane, thought he pivoted and walked. He did. 2:14 left here in quarter number two. 21 Fort Loramie, which has had leads of 19-12 and 17-9.
I don't know what position he played or if he played football, but Duncan looks like a running back, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. That was the game that I missed because of my mother-in-law being ill. Here's a long, high-arching three-pointer. It is airborne. Out of the hands of Jordan Robinette. Wow. 30-footer. Didn't come close. Rebound Fort Loramie. Caleb Meyer bolts down the floor, and he trudges down the left side of the lane. Defender for New Miami arrives late, and it is a common foul.
It's on Duncan. That's his first.
A minute 49 to go. Second quarter. Fort Loramie up 7, 21-14. Devin Ratterman below the rim. Into the left corner to Nate Meyer. Damon Mesher. Holscher posting up in the point, or at the foul line. Knocked away by New Miami. Recovered by Redskins. Into the right corner, Caleb Meyer. Short. Rebound, Damon Mesher. Right in front. Loose ball, rebound. Alert play, Damon. He's got two field goals in a row. Redskins' biggest lead, 9.
Faulkner got a little bit of that 3 that time. Brought it up short. Nice job by Mesher to find it and put it in the basket.
Damon, Johnny on the spot. Minute and a half to go, first half. Fort Loramie ahead, 23-14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
A minute 34 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie has expanded its bulge to 9 points, 23-14. Two key baskets in the last minute, but Damon Mesher of Fort Loramie. Here's a drive of New Miami. Wow, look at that young man go. Jordan Robinette got one screen, another. Good wall off inside the New Miami, and Jordan took to the cup and laid it in easily. 23-16. Lead is 7 for Fort Loramie. Redskins, uncharacteristically, have given up a couple real simple baskets in this game. Here's a foul line jumper, Caleb Meyer. He blew past his man and hit it.
Well, Duncan tried to sell a foul that time on an all-legal screen. The referee wasn't buying it.
25-16 Fort Loramie, 50 seconds to go here in the first half. With the ball 30 feet out, Jordan Robinette. Overplay by Holscher. Jordan Robinette still dribbles into the lane. Handoff on the play to Elijah Faulkner. He goes up to shoot the 8-footer, and he's handcuffed and fouled. New Miami hanging in at the stripe.
Well, they are hanging in at the stripe. If they would quit launching all those threes and just get into the lane, they're very effective when they get the ball down inside. They're hard to guard.
Exactly. 6'4" senior Elijah Faulkner, free throw line. No good. Too much length on it. 39.3 to go, second quarter. Redskins hit a lull offensively, end of the first, start of the second. They played well at the offensive end the last three possessions. Three times down, three goals.
Second free throw, good. 25-17, Fort Loramie's advantage is 8. 33 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here's Damon Mesher, 35 feet out. Let's see if Fort Loramie plays for one. Devin Ratterman on the wing, picked up by Trey Robinette. Cross-court, Caleb Meyer. On him, Duncan. Good matchup. Duncan goes for the steal. Caleb drives, pulls up. 16 to play, second quarter. Straight on, Damon Mesher. Head coach Corey Britton barks out of play. Getting high right, Nate Meyer. Now Devin. Devin lets go a long 30-footer with 6 seconds to go. No good. Rebound by New Miami. Quickly up the floor at the buzzer. DeAnza Duncan, 25-footer, motoring toward the basket. Missed it. And Fort Loramie leads by 8 at intermission. Duncan could have taken another step or two, set himself, and shot it from inside 20. Elected to fire it up there from long range, and each team misfires on the final possession.
Well, Ratterman's shot was a forced three, still with 7 seconds on the clock. Terrible shot. They got a break.
Yeah, New Miami clogged up the paint area. Fort Loramie could not penetrate, although New Miami had very little time to do something with it. Redskins up 8 at the halftime break. The biggest advantage was 9, less than 2 minutes ago. 25-17 Fort Loramie over New Miami. Halftime here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center on scores.broadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh.
A margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah.
A chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spent about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
It's scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Your radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Fort Loramie ahead of New Miami 25-17 after two quarters. A second game to follow here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Featuring Jackson Center and Cedarville. It will tip at 7. We'll go offline for a very short stretch between games. Say it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather grips you. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Big savings always on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Talk to Geppy. Jeff Gebhardt, 937-295-3971. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. Fort Loramie up 8 over New Miami. Chuck?
Well, rebounding, Loramie has a 14-5 offensive rebound or rebounding advantage. Both teams have two offensive rebounds. New Miami only turned the ball one time in the first half. Loramie turned it six, 3 of 4 from the free throw line for the Redskins. New Miami 9 of 12, so they got six. They're down eight, and they've outscored them by six at the line. If they quit fouling, it's a double-digit lead.
Yep.
For New Miami, scoring-wise, they had Jordan Robinette with 7. They got DeAnze Duncan with 4. They got 3 from Faulkner, 2 from Trey Robinette, 1 from Danny Spivey. They scored 7 and 10, 17 in the first half. Loramie was led 2 players with 8, Nate Meyer and Caleb Meyer, both with 8. They got 5 from Grant Albers and 4 from Damon Mesher. They scored 10, 15 points, and probably 13 of those in the second half of the second quarter. So they lead it 25-17 at the half.
And a check almost impossible for New Miami to get an offensive rebound as we say hello to Scott Elkert, head coach of the Jackson Center Tigers. Nobody within 15, 20 feet of the rim when the Vikings shoot all those threes.
Well, I don't understand their game plan. I mean, obviously, they've got 20 wins, so they've done some things right.
Right.
Tonight, they're getting to the rim. They're getting into the lane and getting fouled. If they continue that, I think Loramie might have a problem. If they continue to try to fire up these long, long threes, you know, they're going to keep Loramie in the basketball game.
I think second half, we're going to see New Miami attack, attack, attack.
I don't think there's any doubt.
Nope. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
The Fort Loramie Redskins lead the New Miami Vikings 25-17. We're about 2 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Here on scoresbroadcast.com, seniors are recognized for their athletic and academic excellence by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal moved to Shelby County from L.A., California in 1982, and we give so much gratitude to LaCal. Couldn't have gotten off the ground in 06 and 07 here on scoresbroadcast.com without the big-time support from LaCal Equipment. So we thank the administration, staff, associates at LaCal so very, very much. Only a couple seniors on the entire Fort Loramie roster. Nick Brandewee, 12th grader. Evan Holscher, 12th grader. A lot of high-quality experience will return next year for the Fort Loramie Redskins. About 90 seconds away from the start of the second half, 25-17 Fort Loramie. Thank you, LaCal Equipment on scoresbroadcast.com.
street sweepers, and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And Chuck, the crowd here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center getting bigger and bigger.
Well, you got three games tonight, so some of the second game crowd is starting to filter in.
Right.
New Miami filled the entire lower part of on the other side there. Don't have a lot on the upper section, but it's a nice crowd.
Yep, I see the Cincinnati Christian team, which plays in game three. They are here in the upper deck way across the way.
Yep, and they're nice purple.
All right. Here we go. We start the third quarter. New Miami possession. Duncan's got the ball. And it tries to turn the corner, take it to the rim. But he's shut off by Albers of Fort Loramie. Redskins quite aware on defense. There's a blocking foul called 25 feet away from the basket against Fort Loramie. That was not worth calling.
That's the third foul on Burning, and I'll tell you what. That was a real ticky-tack touch call.
Yeah, clearly contact initiated by the offense way out from the rim. You just ignore it and play on. That's all there is to it. Played a half minute here in the third quarter. New Miami with the ball. Straight away, it's DeAnza Duncan. Throws it down low on the right to Faulkner. Dropped it, picked it up, threw it back to Duncan. Got to stay between him and the lane. That's all there is to it. He wants to drive. Faked like he was knocked down. Thankfully, the officials ignored that. Here's a drive by one of the Robinettes. He's way out of control, and he fell down, wanted a foul called. It's ruled traveling. That is a correct call.
This is going to be a tough second half for the officials to call because New Miami is going to be pell-mell forcing their way into the lane, and you got to figure out what you're going to call.
And New Miami has figured out that maybe its only way to beat Fort Loramie is drive, get fouled, shoot free throws, or make some shots, taking it to the cup. Here's Brandon down the left side of the lane for Fort Loramie. Little contact. He got a forearm shiver from a defensive player while passing the ball. Trey Robinette called for the common foul. One on each team. We played a minute here in the third quarter. 25-17, Fort Loramie up 8. Ball lobbed into the lane to Caleb Meyer. He fell down. Redskins fans thought maybe he was undercut traveling on Fort Loramie. I think that was probably a good travel call.
I think it was.
Not enough contact to call anything there. The Redskin player just had to leap and make a terrific catch, and in doing so, could not come down square on the floor. Here's Duncan outside the arc. Gave it up to Spivey, who's back in, playing with two fouls. Back to Duncan. Look out. Three-pointer. Got it. Oh, we were right in line with it, Chuck, from here in the second row at Butler. Right at midcourt, looking right over the shoulder of Duncan, who zeroed in from distance to make it a 25-20 game. 6:20 left, third quarter. Baseline left, Nate Meyer. Goes to Brandowee, top of the circle. Dribbles. Duncan for the steal, can't get it. Now to Albers. Albers against Spivey. Grant into the lane. Goes up to shoot. Ball fumbled, lost. Albers gets it back. Good defense by Spivey. Now Brandowee 30 feet out. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. 25-24 Loramie. Low on the left, it's Albers, can't shoot. Throws top of the circle for Mesher. It's wide. It's picked off by New Miami. Quickly down the floor, Jordan Robinette into the lane, and the ball is splattered away from him at the last second by a Redskins defender.
Yeah, that was Brandowee. He got a quick hand in there to knock the ball away.
Good play by Nick. Ball inbounded, quick long three, left flank. Jordan Robinette missed it by 5 feet. That's a turnover, right to Fort Loramie. Easy pickings on the rebound. 5.5 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie in the lead by 5, yet to score in this half. Caleb Meyer on the arc to Nate Meyer. Looks for the cutter, Albers. It comes out to catch. Damon Mesher, left baseline inside the arc. It's Nate. Brandu on top. Brandu, he sizes up the three. Missed it hard. Long rebound saved in the corner by Albers. Fort Loramie restarts the offense. 5:08 to go, third quarter. 25-24 Loramie. New Miami team, a dangerous club. Brandwee starts to drive, goes to Orkin Faulkner, all the way to the rim. He's below the backboard, nowhere to go with the ball, tries to lateral to a teammate. New Miami spikes it out of bounds.
They play some pretty good defense themselves. Yep. And I'll tell you right now, Duncan is on Caleb Meyer. Caleb Meyer's having trouble getting the ball.
Ball lobbed into Caleb in the lane, spin move, hand off to Mesher, baseline right, he's doubled. On top to Brandwee, another three. In and out. Oh, it lipped the rim. Another long rebound. Albers. Shot fake into the lane. On the arc to Caleb Meyer. Look out. Good! Good! Oh, Caleb Meyer had a chance to get set, and he made New Miami pay. Caleb Meyer drains it.
Yeah, Duncan went and helped on the play, and Meyer was open.
Foul line extended right. Follow away jump shot, Jordan Robinette. Quick trigger, no good, off the flange. Rebound, Brandwee. Redskins up eight. Rolling the right to a teammate. Oh, what a strong play by Nate Meyer. Powers to the rim. A muscle five-footer by Nate. Up and good. Yeah. Assist, Brandwee. Foul, New Miami.
He was excited after that one, too. That was a strong, strong basket by Nate Meyer.
That was Nate Meyer cracking off right tackle for about a 15-yard gain. Wouldn't be denied. Broke two or three tackles as he plowed to the rim. Caught the ball 8 or 10 feet away. Wouldn't be stopped. Got down inside. Forced up a short one.
It's 31-20, no matter what the score. There you go.
11-point lead, Fort Loramie. Long three, New Miami. 30-footer by DeAnza Duncan. Barely skimmed the rim. Rebound into the lap of Brandwee for Fort Loramie. Redskins up 11 after New Miami had shaved it to 5. 3:56 to go, third quarter. Far left wing, Damon Mesher. Foul line, Nate Meyer. Boy, Nate has played a very intelligent game.
Yeah, Nate and Caleb Meyer have both been really good.
Mesher, open foul line, screen, Nate Meyer. Mesher drilled it. What a game for Damon. Mesher and Nate Meyer coming to life, sparking Fort Loramie to a 33-20 advantage midway through the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnge creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Three new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. Vote JordanSheriff.com. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. And Hoing Builders, McCartyville Road in Anna. We specialize in custom-built homes on your lot or any of our Hoing and Hoing lots northeast of Cutlersville on Redker Road. Offering services like home remodels, additions, outbuildings. With over a couple hundred years of experience among our current employees, we at Hoing and Hoing have become one of the premier home builders in the area. So if you are looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing and Hoing currently has lots for sale on Redker Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For information on how to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144. 394-7144. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoing and Hoing Builders. Here is Spivey getting loose down inside for New Miami. Good lob pass to Trey Robinette. Caught by Spivey. Short four-footer up and good. Fort Loramie's lead is 33-22. 3:13 left in the third quarter. Long three-pointer, Damon Mesher. Bottom of the well. Count it. Damon Mesher with a super good game.
That was a big, big shot right there. A good job of Ratterman. He had a look at it, but he gave up the pass, and they got a better shot out of it.
Damon Mesher playing like a young man possessed here tonight.
Here's a dribble drive at Jordan Robinette down the lane. A runner banked it. It rolls in. 36-24, Fort Loramie leads, 2:42 to go, third quarter. Quickly, Redskins down the floor against New Miami, which pressed. Caleb Meyer barrels in from the right flank, leaves it short, but he's bumped on his way up, and he's got two. Trey Robinette picks up number three. Redskins up by 12, 36-24, just a little over 2 minutes ago. This was a 25-20 game. Free throw, Caleb Meyer, bullseye. He's got it. 37-24 in favor of Fort Loramie. Second shot, Caleb Meyer, one bounce. It's in the air, looks good, and it is. 38-24, Fort Loramie up 14.
Meyer's got 13 now. He's having a heck of a game.
Midcourt with the ball for New Miami. A little shake and bake move. Jordan Robinette on the arc to Duncan. Back to Robinette. Long three ball, barely caught iron. Easy rebound, cradled by Damon Mesher.
Well, they've had five rebounds in the game. It's because they don't take anything but launches.
Yep, New Miami shots at four or five, Chuck, have been like turnovers. They barely caught iron or missed everything. And the rebounds for Fort Loramie are simple. I could generate a few rebounds tonight.
I could catch the ball coming to me, too.
Right. Here's Nate Meyer. Here's Caleb Meyer straight away. Wants to go one-on-one. Pulls up, foul stripe. Gives it to Brandewee. Overplay. New Miami, no steal. Brandewee's foul line, Jay, is on the money. 40-24, Fort Loramie blowing out New Miami. Minute 38 to go, third quarter. Down the floor, Jordan Robinette. On the arc to Trey Robinette. Awkward shot in the lane area. Mesher tried to ignore him. Foul called. Two free throws.
David Mesher, that's his second. At the line, number five, Trey Robinette.
At the line is number five, Trey Robinette for New Miami. 14 points a game. 75% foul shooter. And he hits it to make it 40-25. How many field goals, Chuck, in this entire game so far for the Vikings?
Seven.
Wow. Seven buckets in almost 24 minutes of action for New Miami, which has tried to live at the line. Two free throws here are good.
They need to try to live at the line because when they're launching those threes, they're falling behind.
Yeah, their only objective from here on, Chuck, can be to score with the clock stopped. Pressure in backcourt. Nate Meyer midcourt. Up ahead to Caleb Meyer. One-on-one against Spivey to the rack. He's got it. And Spivey picks up foul number three. May not have been Spivey. Not sure. Anyway, Caleb Meyer took it right at his chest. Exploding to the basket. Boy, when you beat pressure, you attack, 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 and that's what Fort Loramie did.
Well, they got in trouble, and I thought they were getting ready to call a timeout, but then Albers did a good job of finding the open man.
You're right.
And it's one-on-one. And that was on Trey Robinette. That's his fourth.
Four on him. He's got to go to the bench. Cluster of players in the backcourt. Fort Loramie used up 8 seconds of the 10 seconds. And then, wow, the seas parted. And it was Caleb Meyer one-on-one the last 30 feet. He converts the three-point play, does Caleb Meyer. And Fort Loramie has swollen this lead to 43-26 with a minute 16 to go in the third quarter. Here's a hard drive to the rim. Pull-up floater in the lane, but Jordan Robinette, he hits it. Fort Loramie long heave down to Devin Ratterman. He doesn't take it forward. He waits for Nate Meyer to come and greet him.
It was him and Holscher two-on-two. That was a great choice.
58 seconds left, third quarter. Brandewee top of the circle. He lost it. Holscher picked it up. It rolled to him. With his back at the center circle, Brandewee hangs on for Fort Loramie, 43-42. And coming out to overplay is Danny Spivey. That is his third for sure. 43-28 Redskins, 42.8 to go in the third quarter. And Chuck, all of this by Fort Loramie after not scoring the first 3 minutes of the second half.
Yeah, I know.
Ball inbounded by the Redskins to Brandewee. Spivey picks him up. Elijah Faulkner, the 6'4 senior, not on the court at the moment.
over guarding foul, Spivey. That was needless. Way out on the arc. And he picks up his third and fourth fouls, Chuck, in the span of 10, 15 seconds.
Well, you got to keep the man in front of you. He started letting go around. He stuck a leg out. They're going to call that every time.
Zach Baker, as Chuck noted, 6'1 sophomore in for New Miami. Vikings becoming rattled now. 22, 21, 20 seconds left in the third quarter. Brandon DeWitt at midcourt for Fort Loramie. Redskins stretch the defense. Head coach Corey Britton signals, let's start the offense. Let's get it going. Caleb Meyer moving high right. Picks up his dribble. 7, 6, and Nate Meyer on top to Devin Ratterman. Pull up runner. Foul line. Hit the rim. No good. Rebound Ratterman. Buzzer. Got it. Got it. Devin Ratterman followed his shot. What a play. Woo! Finish of the third quarter. Outstanding. Devin Ratterman made it happen for Fort Loramie. And you can tell body language, New Miami. They are sucking wind.
They're in trouble.
They are. Redskins up 17. We enter the final 8 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERSInc.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Easy for me to say. Scores. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Fort Loramie, Chuck, last 5 minutes of the third quarter, did all their scoring.
They scored 20 points in the third quarter.
Well done. Kerning's got the ball high right for Fort Loramie. Skins have it to begin playing the fourth. Left flank, Brandewee. Straight away, Nate Meyer. Picked up by Spivey, who's playing with four personals. Albers catches. Left wing burning. Team fouls. 6 on New Miami. Redskins are in the bonus. Fort Loramie red hot at the stripe in this contest. Albers elbow left. Nate Meyer straight away. What'd you say, Chuck? 11 of 12 for Fort Loramie?
7 of 8.
7 of 8, I'm sorry. Baseline right. Little short jumper. Mid-range. Nate Meyer no good. Long rebound, Fort Loramie. Burning lets it go. It rimmed. Good offensive board by Nate Meyer. Foul, New Miami.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that's Caleb Meyer, all of a sudden you see him, his waist at the head of all the other players out there. He is a jumper.
He has got hops. I think he's listed at what, 6'1", Chuck?
6'2".
6'2", plays like 6'4", 6'5". Nate's at the stripe. New Miami's what, 11 for 12 at the stripe?
They're 11 of 14.
Free throw, Nate on the way, swish. Well, an about face for Fort Loramie at the charity stripe in this game. Redskins had not shot him well over the last one-third of the year. But razor sharp here tonight. That free throw lip, the rim came out. Good rebound, though, by Albers. Fort Loramie controls, up 18, 7 minutes left in the fourth. Fort Loramie ball. New Miami hurting for certain right now. Right wing, it's burning. Straight away, Albers looks for Nate Meyer. Cutting, can't find him. Redskins restart the attack. Brandewee, 35 feet away. Bounce pass to Albers. Oh, he had Nate. He had Nate freed up along the baseline.
He saw it.
Albers didn't catch it clean. Offense is reinitiated. High left, it's burning. Albers sets a screen. Motion attack, Fort Loramie. Nate Meyer peers inside. At the point, high right, it's Caleb Meyer. Ball dumped down low to Albers around his man. Reverse layup of beauty. What a play. Woo! Albers. Marvelous action by Albers.
Pick and roll with Burning. Burning hits it, and Albers, what a heck of a shot.
And the big man, Albers, put it on the deck. Drove right around Phillips. Used the rim as a shield. Superb reverse layup. Great play by Albers. Foul Fort Loramie at the other end. A couple free throws, Jordan Robinette.
And a 20-point lead for the Redskins.
48-28. 6:16 left in the fourth.
Free throw, New Miami, way short. Well, as often is the case, Chuck, that 12 to 14 team sectional at Cincinnati Taylor and Cleves, a bit soft year in, year out.
They don't have great Division IV basketball down there.
No. Second free throw in, out, no good. Rebound Faulkner. Had a little short hook shot, didn't take it. Long three, New Miami. 25-footer, no. Off the iron, Trey Robinette let it go from way, way, way outside.
Sure why Faulkner didn't go up with that two-footer.
Right. Yeah. I made the comment at the time. It was available. Redskins got the board. Here's Damon Mesher down the lane. Throws it up, left hand, no good. Rebound Albers on the arc to Burning. 5:50 to go. 48-28, Fort Norman. Randall starts to drive, and Jordan Robinette all the way to the rim, and he is bodied by two players, sandwiched and fouled. Couple free throws, Randall. 48-28, biggest lead of the night for Fort Loramie. Redskins had how many points at half, Chuck? 20?
25.
Led 25-17. A quick 3 points by New Miami to start the third quarter made it 25-20. Since that point in time, a 23-8 run by Fort Norman. Randall in and out of the first free throw. Second one is soft. Rim, backboard, and through. 49-28, Redskins up. Here's Jordan Robinette. Feeds on the play to Duncan. Duncan wants to shoot. Mesher all over him. Duncan got away with a big-time travel. And here's a player for New Miami falling down as he enters the lane. Fort Loramie scoops up the ball. Redskins are called for a walk. Wow. Deonza Duncan may have walked twice on that previous possession, not called. And a ticky-tacky travel on Fort Loramie is called. 5:26 to go here in the fourth. Tell you what, Chuck, the walking violation in this game has been inconsistently called.
Very much.
Here's Duncan. Here's Trey Robinette. Step back three, short, clanged off the rim. Rebound left corner. Touch last by the Vikings.
They've never seen a three they didn't like.
49-28, Fort Loramie, 5:12 to go here in the fourth quarter. I think all the foul calls have been correct. I've just disagreed with a number of the travel violations, ones that were called, ones that were not called. Among this crew, very, very inconsistent.
What time is the second game supposed to start? It's
supposed to start at 7, third game on paper 9. Outside the arc, Miranda Wee, left corner, Devin Ratterman. Fakes right, goes left, all the way to the cup. Layup is good. Devin Ratterman beat his man, Jaron Phillips. Took it to the rim, laid it through. Good game, but Devin. Here's a counter move down the lane. Jordan Robinette to the rack. It hangs on the flange, falls off. He was fouled, and he gets a couple at the stripe. 51-28, Fort Loramie up 23. Devin Ratterman, Chuck, has played sparingly in this game, but he's made his mark on it fast. A couple of foul shots, Jordan Robinette, and it's shy of the mark. New Miami
missed three in a row now.
Yeah, New Miami started well at the free throw line. They have cooled off. Albers and Brandewee to the sideline for Fort Loramie. Redskins up 23, 51-28 after leading 25-20 with 3 minutes gone by in the third quarter. Second shot, no good. That New Miami is missing free throws as Fort Loramie continues to make baskets.
Well, they've kind of packed it in now. You can see that.
Here is Burning. Here's Damon Mesher 30 feet away. Right flank, Caleb Meyer. I'm sorry, Devin Ratterman. Near side, Caleb Meyer. Picked up on the arc with Trey Robinette. Here's a drive, Nate Meyer. Low on the left, shot blocked. Alert play, good awareness by Mesher, who gets the loose ball. Right corner, Nate Meyer. Picked up by Faulkner. Foul line, Damon. Back to the basket. 3:50 left, fourth quarter, 51-28, Fort Loramie. Burning between the rings, Nate Meyer. Far right side, Devin Ratterman. Now Damon Mesher, Caleb Meyer. Ball thrown down low in the lane. Damon Mesher is guarded well. Almost got the shot to go in. Rebound by New Miami. spurting up ahead, Jordan Robinette. All the way to the rim, overshoots it. Rebound, layup, yes. Elijah Faulkner on the finish. 51-30, Fort Loramie. 3:16 to go, fourth quarter. Here's a drive, give and go down the lane. Nate Meyer, good, and a foul. Redskins pile it on. 53-30, Fort Loramie. Boy, the motion offense, it has been a blur. New Miami will dream overnight, Chuck. They'll have nightmares,
yep,
blurs in their sleep about the motion offense.
And this will be their first loss ever in a regional basketball game.
Righto.
They're going to be 0-1.
Never before had gotten beyond the district. First 20-win season. Three-point play converted by Nate Meyer. He has had a strong game.
He had 14, and I'll tell you, his 14 were hard come by.
He's
played really well.
Tough earned points for Nate Meyer here in this contest tonight. 3 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Off-balance drive. Jordan Robinette bailed out by the official. Couple free throws coming. 54-30 in favor of Fort Loramie. Couple foul shots, Vikings. Late progress of this game being slowed down because of whistles. New Miami doing nothing but driving. Vikings don't have what you would call any sort of a mid-range jump shooter.
No, I've not seen that at all.
It's either a 28, 30-foot three or a drive to the basket and some sort of a off-balance horse shot in the paint.
Well, Faulkner hit about an eight-footer from the side his first shot. His second time he shot it, he missed it by about 8 feet.
You're right.
And other than that, nobody's taken any.
Yeah, I recall. One of two free throws made here by New Miami, and it's 54-32 in favor of Fort Loramie. 2:56 left in the fourth quarter. Burning with a baseline drive for the Redskins. He's challenged, and he coughs it up out of bounds. Head coach Corey Britton of Fort Loramie's got to be extremely pleased.
Oh, absolutely.
Little layoff by Fort Loramie at the end of the regular season, taking a bye to start sectional play. Looked a little ragged in that first sectional game, but has put together some fine outing since. A drive by New Miami, shot missed, rebound knocked out. Caleb Meyer, round of applause as he comes to the Fort Loramie bench. Ball lobbed into Phillips, low on the right, five-footer short. Rebound Faulkner, can't hang on, out of bounds, skins ball. 54-32 in favor of Fort Loramie with 2:39 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Redskins' opponent in the regional will be the Wellington School out of Columbus. 6:15 on Tuesday at the UD Arena. The Wellington School blew out Sugar Grove Burn Union.
That sounds like a soccer school, doesn't it? Wellington.
Yep. Wellington School got to this state championship game in soccer. I think was beaten. Played Botkins in the semis. Did the Wellington School. History of good basketball. A lot of district and regional runs. Evan Holscher left open at the high point outside the arc on the left. Threw up a long one, missed it. Rebound is tipped away out of bounds. Off a white shirt last. Redskins possession. Brandowee sits down. Albers sits down. Sparkling games from them. Inbounded on the arc. Long three-point shooter. That caps it off. That caps it off. Ty Ruhenkamp. Ty Ruhenkamp, a bomb. Woo, what a shot by Ty. Three-pointer to make it 57-36 as Deonza Duncan comes back from New Miami. I said 36. Maybe the 2 points were already registered. Another three. Burning lets it go. Missed it. Back brace. Rebound down to Duncan of New Miami. It is 57-34. Herky-jerky drive.
Wow.
High off the window. In and a foul. A minute 32 to go. Duncan at the stripe. 57-36. Fort Loramie up 21. Burning sits down. Head coach Corey Britton high-fiving everyone who played in this game tonight. All the way around, superb effort by Fort Loramie. Deonzi
Deonze, whatever it is.
Deonze.
Deonze Duncan converts the three-point play. 57-37. Fort Laramie by 20. Minute 19 to go. In the post. Little short shot is good. Well done on the inside by Fort Laramie.
Isaac Maurer.
Nice shot by Maurer in off the bench. 6'4 junior. Isaac with a teardrop that crawled over the rim. Redskins up 22. Biggest lead, I think, was 23. Holscher long three overshoots it. Weak side rebound, Phillips. 52 seconds to go. Fort Laramie led 51-28. It's now 59-37. Here's Deonze Duncan. Triple try. Rimmed it. Rebound, Devin Ratterman, Fort Laramie. We near the half-minute mark. Holscher head of the key for the Redskins. And head coach Corey Britton signals timeout. 35.9 to go.
He just wants to get subs in. He's not going to take a timeout.
Redskins are up 59-37. We are pleased to promote Pinnacle Sports Therapy. 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer. 21 years experience working in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He works with you one-on-one, developing a truly customized treatment program. And to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home plan for you. Jim Spitzer, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie, as we wind down the final 20 seconds of this district championship game between Fort Laramie and New Miami. Redskins lead at 59-37. We're at 10 now, 9, 8. That'll do it. Redskins won't shoot. New Miami guards softly. This game's in the books. Fort Laramie erupts tonight for a great second half to whip New Miami 59-37. A splendid final 13 minutes for Fort Laramie, which downs the New Miami Vikings easily, pulling away for a 22-pointer. And the opponent is the Wellington School in the regional semis at the UD Arena at 6:15 on Tuesday night. As I was talking, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries, and treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie, accepting all major commercial insurances, including Anthem Plus, Medicare, and workers' comp. Most insurance companies may not require a doctor's referral to go to Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie at 700 East Park. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer, a good guy to know. And for the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491. That's 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Let us help you move forward. That's Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie. Thanks so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Laramie, M&A, Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. And also gratitude here on scoresbroadcast.com to Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie, a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction, serving customers in a wide radius around Fort Laramie, from Lima to Dayton and from Mercer to Logan counties. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick work with you step by step by step. Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie, 419-582-3824, 419-582-3824. Hi, Mr. Werman. Hi, Jerry. How you doing? Good to see you. That's the Eilerman Construction Company in Fort Laramie, over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom built into every single home improvement project. Chuck, for most of this game tonight, the Fort Laramie Redskins put on a clinic.
Yeah, well, they played outstanding defense, and they had one little swoon, but boy, I'll tell you what, offensively for three quarters, they played really, really well. They out-rebounded them 30-10. They had 9 turnovers compared to New Miami. Only turned it twice. 14 of 21 for the free throw line for the Vikings. 10 of 13 for Fort Loramie. Individual scoring, the Vikings were led by Jordan Robinette with 13 and Deonza Duncan with 12. On the other side, Loramie, 17 points from Caleb Meyer, 14 points from Nate Meyer, 9 from Damon Mesher. They scored 59 points for the game. We're going to go with Caleb and Nate Meyer as our Clancy's players of the game.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
It is celebration time here at the Vidalia Butler Student Activity Center. Redskins receiving their district championship hardware after routing New Miami 59-37. Our second game won't start at 7, probably more like 7:15. We will go offline here for at least 20 minutes or so, then return online with our pre-recorded open, then a brief live open in advance of the game between Jackson Center and Cedarville. That's our second and final presentation of the night. 22-point win by Fort Loramie for Chuck McBee on Stats Color On-Site Engineering. I'm Jack Kramer saying goodbye. We'll talk to you shortly once again here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.